What the hell is a bean feast anyway? If Big Fatty had a bean feast, you know what would happen.
Oh, dear gussy.
Speaking of Big Fatty, I have to give him some credit. He is making me hard at the moment. He is part of my daily routine, and he had asked on one of his shows what part of the daily routine does he fit into for people, because, you know, his show... And if anybody does not listen to the Big Fatty online... I suggest that you do, but he does a show every single day, and he had asked, what part of the day do we listen to his show, and do we fit him into our daily routine? I tend to listen to his show in the morning. I listen to Big Fatty, and I listen to Archer, usually before noon. At first, you know, I was trying not to talk too much about other podcasts that I listen to, but the truth of it is, the majority of the people who listen to The Direct Approach also listen to the other shows that are in this small circle. Of podcasters. This small circle that now is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I'm just going to resign myself to the fact that at the beginning of each of my shows, I'm going to talk a little bit about the other shows that I listen to. The QCast Connection are right at our faces, and I love it. I've never known them to... so frequently, apart from perhaps in the very early days. And let me tell you, I know those guys are busy. How did I get here? Oh, what the hell is a bean feast anyway? If Big Fatty had a bean feast, you know what would happen.
Oh dear gussy.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Now don't be disappointed, but I'm not gonna sing.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 181 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 14th of October, 2008. And coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to play a lot, a buttload, you know it, of voice letters. And y'all, it's the full moon today. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I hope you enjoyed that opening of today's show, because, y'all, that English John over there at the In My Country podcast with British John... And you can get to that from the BFO. He just went on and on about Big Fatty, and it sounded like there was some sort of inappropriate touching, but I'm guessing that some of that has to do with it being the full moon. And, you know, if inappropriate touching while you listen to Big Fatty... is part of your daily routine, I'm honored. And I'm going to guess that Michael from Stuttgart does that also, British John. So it must be a European thing. After the show, I did the show yesterday, I went over to the BFO. And I went over to the listener map. And y'all, I have a new... fat person over there on the listener map from the Japans. Now, Nancy in Japan, do you know this new listener? And the map is coming up. It is Yoshi from Nagoya, Aichi, Japan. And he says he loves Big Fatty's podcast. And welcome, Yoshi. Yoshi? Not sushi. Yoshi. And... anyway, and maybe Akuma from Tokyo knows Yoshi. I don't know. And, you know, we know Nancy's over there. So, y'all, maybe y'all should get together and do a BFO listener meet and greet. I don't know. Fly me over. I'll come. You know, just buy me a ticket. Yeah, I've never been to Japan. Big Fatty's been a lot of places, but he's never been to Japan. Oh, never been to Japan. Although I think that's probably Chinese. Now, y'all, one of the things that I forgot to mention on yesterday's show, in addition to it being Columbus Day observed, it is also Monday at sundown, Sukkoth began. Who knew? And y'all, I forgot to mention to all of the Canadian listeners, DJ David J and Turnip Head, and Ange, and there are a couple of others up there in the Canada. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was yesterday. Did you have a Tom Turkey for your Thanksgiving? What are your Thanksgiving traditions up there? I don't know. I just don't know. And y'all, if you have a boss at the coal mine, at your coal mine, this coming Thursday is National Bosses Day. And today is the full moon, so I hope that there's lots of inappropriate touching going on. And, you know, if you're in Canada and there's inappropriate touching going on, perhaps it's a good reason to give thanks. But now, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Big Fatty has gotten a blockage of voice letters, and we're just going to have to release some of them. So just sit back and get ready for this.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Big Fatty. This is David, a Canadian trucker who's a homosexual. I just want to say thank you. I love you. And your show can't go wrong, even though you edited my voice to make it sound like I hate your show. I don't. Anyway, keep up the great work, and infrequent? No, I do a show every 2 weeks. That's it, 2 weeks, because this company is really difficult. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. Take care.
Oh, Lord, y'all, it is obviously the full moon because everybody seems to be touching themselves inappropriately when they call Big Fatty. I mean, is it me or am I just hearing things? I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, if Big Fatty makes you want to touch yourself in the special area, then who am I to stop you? Right, Bjorn?
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Bjorn from Dallas. Giving you the State Fair food update. Eat chicken fried bacon. Delicious. Worked really well as a honey mustard delivery vehicle, as opposed to a ranch or gravy delivery vehicle. You know, works out real well. Helps make you fatter, you know. And it doesn't cause the shit. So, yeah, but the thing that was the most wonderful was the fried grilled cheese. That's right. Grilled cheese, fried on the outside, you dip in tomato soup. It was awesome. Explain that one. Just thought I'd share. Oh, talk to you later.
Well, thank you, Bjorn. I appreciate you calling with that fair food update. Y'all, the State Fair is up in Columbia right now, and Daniel Brewer, that's Daniel Brewer from Daniel Brewer's Dubious Intentions, he was going to be going to the State Fair, and he likes the fried food also. And Daniel Brewer, the Coastal Carolina Fair will be down here in Charleston. And it opens on the 29th of October, and I believe it goes through the 9th of November. I think that's right. But, y'all, I saw on the list of things that they were going to have at our state fair, they were going to have fried corn on the cob. Now, that sounds delicious, but the fried grilled cheese sandwich sounds delicious also, as does the fried bacon. However, the tomato soup makes Big Fatty want to say,
"How do I hang up this stupid iPhone?"
Oh, end call.
Big Fatty! The sky is falling, the sky is falling. $80 billion wiped off the Australian share market today, which is really tomorrow for America. So I'm going to jump off the roof, even though it's only 3 meters high, and possibly end it all. And that would be a roof in Queensland, where I live. That's right, QLD Queensland. I cannot believe that Archer with CRS... actually remembered that. And the fat one forgot. Bye. Indonesia shut down its stock market. Oh, tidak bagus, tidak bagus.
Y'all, I am not going to try to figure out what that last little bit was all about, but it sounded like we had reached some sort of arrival there in the Australias. Now, y'all, Arthur from the New Zealands, he has, he had sent me a voice letter, or do I have that to play here? Let me just look at this. I may have that to play. No, I think I've already played that one, yes. Arthur called and said that labor in Australia did not have the U in it. Well, Scotty wrote back because, you know, Big Fatty had given credit to the Studs and Spurs calendar for it being labor with a U day in Australia. And Arthur had said, no, there's no U in labor in Australia. And Scotty wrote back and said, I'm sorry, Big Fatty is correct. Now, I don't know if that's true or he just wanted to get a jab in, you know, at one of those Kiwis. So, who knows? And by the way, Arthur, Scotty says that the Brisbane Lions are way better than the Roos in Aussie rules football. Y'all, I was watching, now I've got a couple more voice letters, but I was watching the new video over at How Much Do We Love? And y'all, at the very end of it, they're talking about this store in the Chicago's. By the way, did you know Omar from the other O has moved up there? He has. Anyway, they were in this store, and they were talking about how you could buy these, and the store's name is Method. Okay, and go listen to the very end of the show. It sounds to me like Sarah and Rob are saying meth at home, like crystal meth at home, and it's where you buy all your supplies for meth at home. And I don't know. So, anyway, go listen to it and see if Big Fatty's just hearing things. Well, of course Big Fatty's hearing things. All right, and speaking of... crazy people and all, here is Anthony from the San Francisco's Bay Areas.
Testing 1, 2, 3. This is Anthony, Northern California. Talk the transmission. And don't play this. I'm in an email, okay?
Y'all, poor Anthony, he is having some problems with that telephone of his. And Anthony, I wouldn't have played that per your request, except for the fact that whatever you said in that phone message was not heard. So, and y'all, what he was referring to was that he did send me an e-letter stating that what he said to Big Fatty about reaching under the kilt was that he would reach under the kilt if he had enough beverages in him. But, you know, y'all, Anthony is just a doll baby. And I know Rob Meltz and Lindley Magoo, the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network, will agree that Anthony is just a doll baby. And, Anthony, anytime you want to reach under the kilt, you don't have to have any liquor in you or anything. Just go on in there and grab and swing is all I got to say. Ah!
Hey, Big. It's B.
just calling because I haven't called in a while, and I was listening to your Friday show, and you said to call if we haven't called in a while, so I'm calling. I don't have anything to say. I'm just calling. But, you know, I don't think I've ever used a big fattyism ever at all. Never. I would not see a reason to. Bye.
Oh, Lord, y'all, that's the Super B from over there at the QCast Connection. And, you know, Larry Cly was down there in the Orlandos this past weekend. And I believe he was going to be back in Chucktown today, just in time for the full moon. And I think they were going to some sort of horror, and by horror, I don't mean Big Fatty's horror, but I mean just the horror nights at the Universal Studios. And if I know the Super B, he would probably try to arrange some sort of inappropriate touching. And I'm going to guess that maybe, just maybe, there was some sort of recording of Michael and the Super B and Larry Cly doing something with some sort of chicken parmesan.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Miss West. And I heard your episode where you were glad that I was getting some inappropriate touching and you wanted me to come down there and schedule my barbecue tour. And by the way, I had was at a party last night and got some more inappropriate touching there. But I have a question for you about the barbecue trip that if I do go down there into the South Cackalackies, now, do you have the wet sauce, or do you have the dry rub? Because I just want to know if I'm going to come home with barbecue stains on my buttocks. Or I'll be rubbed dry. Anyways, talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, Lord, y'all. Miss West. That, by the way, Miss West was not making those inappropriate touching sounds during that phone call. That was Big Fatty doing that. Oh! Y'all, Miss West is just the sweetest thing. And Miss West, if you want a dry rub or the wet sauce, you can have either or both or any combination of whatever you want. Because, y'all, it just don't get no better than Miss West. That's all I'm going to say. And I know Big Fatty's just an old heinous thing, but anyway, what can I say? Heinous, but he loves him some Miss West. All right, now, y'all, I have one more voice letter left, and it is from the one and only Peter Potamus. But, y'all, he, I'm telling you, he is working on being Ramble Redhead Jr. Because it is it took 20 minutes just to download it to the computer from the e-letter. Oh, and see, there's no time to get to Peter Potamus's call today, but we'll get to that on the next time we have some voice letters. But that's the only call I have, so if you want to be included in the voice letter you can get on over there and give Big Fatty a call. And y'all, after I got Miss West's call, I called his private number because, you know, he's had his number disconnected for his show. So you really can't call his show. But I called and just breathed heavy and made those British John sounds. Y'all, have a great full moon.
Leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Meow! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.